Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Zayin, 387. Today is one of the special mitzvos. I mean, every mitzvah is special, but this is one of the unique mitzvos, one of the six mitzvahs t'midios, one of the six mitzvahs that applies every second of our life. One of the notes that the Chinuch makes in his introduction, as the Torah tells us at the end of the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, that we say every day, V'lo sasu ru'isem oso, you should see the tzitzis, u'zachartem eskol mitzvos Hashem, va'asisem osam, you shall do them, V'lo sasu ru achrei levavchem b'achrei einechem. Do not follow your hearts or your eyes, that you are misled or led after them. This is the Isser, a very inclusive, all-encompassing Isser. Again, it's a contrast of tzitzit. Tzitzit is supposed to be a reminder for us to focus on the positive and ideas that are appropriate for our neshama, and obviously is the negative. The Sefer Chinuch says, "Shelo nasur achar machshavas halev v'riyas einayim," that we don't turn after our hearts and after our eyes to view or feel or know inappropriate content. And the Chinuch goes into what the Gemara in Brachas tells us. The Gemara in Brachas tells us in the end of the first parak that one of the reasons, there are a number of reasons, but one of the reasons that we chose the parsha of Kriyat Shema, the third parsha of Kriyat Shema of Tzitzis, to say every single day, after all, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is why we chose it. There are many psukim in the Torah that talk about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we choose the third parsha, what we call the parsha of Tzitzis? Why do we choose that? Because the Gemara says on Yud Beis Mabeis, because it has a number of important issues in it, besides the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Tzitzis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, all mitzvos, da'as minim, hear her avera, they hear her avodazara. So those last two are today's mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Achrei levavchem zu minus." This is heresy, heretical thoughts. "V'achrei einechem zu hear her avera." This is nus. Right? That is the two parts of today's avera. Following our eyes and our hearts in terms of znus and in terms of minus, in terms of heresy. So let's see what the Chinuch says here. It says the Chinuch, "Inyan lav zeh shenimnanu shloniyachin machshavoseinu lachshov b'deyos shehem hefech hadas shatara b'nuya olav." That we have to guard ourselves not to think of deos that are the opposite of what the Torah demands of us. Lefi, and what the Torah views, Lefisha Efshar Lavo Mitokach Leminus, just starting to think about certain ideas will affect a person, and those ideas might become rooted in their Ashkafa. Ella im Ya'ale Alibo Ruach Lachshov Ba'osan Deos Haraim. If somebody starts thinking, it goes up in their mind to start thinking about Deos Ros, about heresy, about Apikarsus, Yikatzer Machshav Asobahem. I have to cut off my knowledge of them, my thinking of them. If I'm thinking about certain types of content, I have to change it as quickly as possible. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes in the second parak, the kol halavin ha'elu b'inyan echad hein. All these lavim, a following of Avodah Zarah, is really focused on one point. The who shalo yifane achar Avodah Zarah. I shouldn't follow Avodah Zarah. V'chol hanifne achareha b'derech shu'oseh b'omaisa reza loki. If I go so far as to lead me to act based on the heresy that I'm thinking, so that is Malchus. But then he says, v'lo Avodah Zarah b'lvadu sh'asu diponetz achareha b'machshava. Not only actual Avodah Zarah, thinking about worshipping idols. Ela, kol machshava shegoremes lo la'adam la'akar ikar me'ikari ha'Torah. Any thought that uproots a tenet of Torah in my mind. Musharanu shalalos alibeno. I did not do it. Right? I want to learn it so that I could study it and then know how to counteract it. No, we have to be sure first that it's not going to uproot anything of any of our beliefs. V'lo nasiach ta'etenu l'kach, v'nechashev v'nimshach achar eruri alev. Chas v'shalom, mipnei, says the Rambam, she'daito shal adam kitzara, v'lo kol adeos yicholos la'asik ha'emes al-buryo. Not every one of us is a philosopher that can understand every issue. As the Mishnah in Chagiga says, there are certain limits to our mind, and we can't try to research everything. There are some areas which we're not supposed to research because ultimately we will fall short. And there's the danger that if we fall short, we will not blame it on ourselves, we'll blame it on the content, we'll blame it on, a lack of God, a lack of godliness, chas v'shalom. Instead of blaming it on ourselves, the Rambam says don't start certain areas, as the Mishnah says in Chagiga, mala 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 mata, try to think what was before the world, what was after the world, right? If that's going to lead somebody to only be satisfied once they have answers, they shouldn't even ask the question, says the Rambam. And that's this Avera of Alos Asur Achil Vavchem. It's part of Emuna. V'yem yimashe kol adam achar machsheves libo, nimsa machrives haolam lefi kotzer daito. Right, I'm going to destroy the world because I'm going to put every chisaron again not in me. Ketzad, for example, pamim yaturach avadazara upamim yichashi biyichad abore. So maybe I'll think about the uniqueness of God. Shema hu, shema eno, malamala, malamata, malafana, malachor, nevua. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. The Rav Yisrael Salanter once said, yes, it's important to focus on emuna, learn about our emuna, but as we say every day in davening in Eretz Yisrael, we say it on Shabbos, Ein Kelokeinu and then Mi Kelokeinu. First we have Ein Kelokeinu. You should have Mi Kelokeinu first. First they ask the question and they give the answer. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, no. First is Ein Kelokeinu. We can never ask the question Mi Kelokeinu if we don't first have the strong basis of Ein Kelokeinu. There's nobody like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we have a certain level of emuna, which will not be shaken as I research, so then I'm able to go deeper to deepen and appreciate my emuna, but not to search to decide whether I am going to have emuna or not. That is this Isser D'Araisa of Alos Asur Achrei Levavchem. Klomar Lo Yimashech. The Rambam finishes off Lo Yimashech Kol Echad Mikem Achar Dato Aktsara V'Yadamo Shemachshav Aso Masegas Emes. I think it's the truth, right? Any type of philosopher. Oh, if I can't explain it, it doesn't exist. And what about in 100 years later when they figure something else out and there's a new discovery? Now they can't explain it. Meaning there was a chisaron in the knowledge. There wasn't a chisaron in what was thought about. So that is why we have to realize this isser, the first half of this isser, is recognizing the limits of humanity. Recognizing the limits of our intellect. And we have to realize, just like an animal cannot fathom what it's like to be a human being, right? If you ask, if you speak to a dog can't fathom b'chira chavshis. It's just not shayach. You can try to teach a dog as much as you want. It's not going to understand b'chira chavshis. Why? It doesn't have the kalim. It doesn't have the physiology to understand the chira chavshis. You know what? The same thing about human beings trying to understand the celestial beings. And the celestial beings trying to understand what's above them all the way until HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shayach for us. It's just like an animal trying to understand us. Us trying to understand what's above us. But we think we're so great. Oh no, if I don't understand it, it doesn't exist. Right? But that can't be. Right? It's not being honest with ourselves. So that is the first point in V'lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem. I'm not going to quote it again, but Rabbi Elchanan, in the first Maimar, in the first piece in Kovetz Ma'amarim, where he discusses, is Emuna logical or not? And he says, if you go over to a Tinok Shanishba, non-Jew, in the middle of Idaho, he doesn't say Idaho, but I say Idaho, right? And he said, this farmer who's a nice, good atheist, and after 120 years, he goes up to Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And he says, what do you mean Sheva Mitzvahs? Nobody taught me about God. So, is he going to be held accountable? Says Rabbi Elchanan, yes. Because any thinking individual has a responsibility. It's logical. Look around the world. How could there not be a controller? How could there not be a creator? Right? Thinking over the past thousands of years. So Rabbi Elchanan goes through that in that mamar, how emuna is something logical. And if we don't think so, then it's because we are being shoched. We are literally our negius. Our subjectivity is blinding our thoughts and we are not being objective. That is all part one of Alos Asur Achrei Levavchem. That's the minus part. And then we get to part two. Line 4, Ukimochein shlo yirdof adam achar mare einav. Achrei levavchem, that's heresy. Achrei einechem, that's nus. That's inappropriate sexual drives and protecting my behavior, not just actually from getting chas v'shalom until the situation and overcoming the nisayon, but not even getting there. Acharei einechem, following my eyes like Shimshon did. That's the source in the Gemara. Ubechlal zesh lo lirdof achar tavas olam hazeh ki acharisam ra'ah uchdai bizayin v'katzef. And this not only includes arayos, it includes all physical pleasures. Letting the physical pleasure rule my life. That's what's included in Acharei Einechem. Not just Nus, but he includes all physical pleasures. If food is my life, he would include that in Acharei Einechem. If I can't live without stuffing myself, food, that's a quasi violation. This is what the Medrash says, as we just quoted. Right, the second part obviously cannot be learned without the Ramban at the beginning of Kedoshim. Famous Ramban, probably top five famous Rambans in all of the Torah, where the Ramban discusses what does it mean Kedoshim to you, to be a holy nation. What does it mean to be holy? Says the Ramban. The Torah forbade certain illicit relationships and certain foods. But other foods and other physical relationships, the Torah allowed. And it's mutter. Like the Gemara says in Chulin, for everything that's usher in the world, there's something that's mutter in the world. Somebody, in the language of the Ramban, could find a way to be a naval birshus haTorah, a disgusting person, and not violate any yisur. I could stuff my face all day. I could be with my wife all day. Right? What yisur am I violating? Where does it say it's asur in Shulchan Aruch? Says the Ramban, somebody could be a naval, a menuval, a disgusting person with the license of the Torah. That's why it says kedoshim tihiyu. Kedoshim tihiyu is to be sanctified. After it says the isurim that are objective, for sure, tziva v'davar klali sheniya prushim min hamosaros. We have to be separated from extra items, extra activities that are inappropriate. You might have mishagel, kinyan shomer. It doesn't mean to go to an extreme. It does not mean that. We do not believe like other religions believe, to go to an extreme in terms of the physical. But it means to be involved in the physical world just in a sanctified way in terms of how much we drink and how much we eat and how much a husband and wife are together. That is all included in the Ramban's Kedoshim Tihiyu. That's the positive of Velos Asur Achrei Levavchem V'Acharei Einechem. Says the Chinuch, Sharash Mitzvah Zonigle, the Hashkaf of this mitzvah is pretty obvious. It is the guard for many, many other Averos. Ki bazeh yishmar ha'adam mechatol Hashem kol yamav. And as I mentioned, well, let's just finish for a second. Va'mitzvah zos bemes yisod gadol badas. This is a yisod gadol. Ki ha'machshavos haros avos atumos. The evil thoughts, that's the avatuma. And then the actions are the toldos, are what comes out of the thoughts. So we have to protect our thoughts, and in that way, protect our actions. We mentioned in the beginning, this is one of the six mitzvahs tamidios, one of the six constant mitzvahs that applies every second of our life. Believing in Hashem, not believing in other gods, believing in Yichud Hashem, the unification of God, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, Avat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, and right here, Los Asur Achrei Levavchem V'Yacharei Einechem. And therefore, we have to make sure that we don't do the first step. And he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mitzvah Goreres Mitzvah, Avera Goreres Avera, Shim Tashis Taitcha L'malos Ta'avascha Hara'a. If I give a little bit, I'm going to give a lot. Life is a snowball. And if I start a little bit of a mitzvah, it's going to roll into more mitzvahs. If I come in an appropriate way, by certain mitzvahs, I have a limud, I have a davening, whatever it is, the better I do, it rolls, it continues. And that's what this isur is about. If I started at the beginning looking at certain inappropriate things and thinking about certain inappropriate things, that will lead to more behaviors. And he says, Ki ata'ava timshocha basar kimshocha yayin al shosav. Says the Chinuch, this is a mitzvah about preventing addictions. The more meat we eat, the more wine we drink, the more we're involved in any physical pleasure, and we can't stop, we're going to become addicted to it. And this Isser is about preventing the addictions. As the Torah knows, two of the most dangerous addictions are in the physical realm and are in the spiritual realm. Thinking about certain issues that are heretical, that could be an addiction. I won't be thinking clearly anymore. Or in the physical realm. So the Chinuch says, we have to make sure that we stay far away from this. The Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, that this drive, the drive of Achrei Nechem Zuznus, is the strongest Yetzahara that a human being has. Like the Gemara says, Ein Aputropis La'arayos. There's no guard for Arayos. Everyone has to be aware. Says the Rambam, Ein Lecha Davar Bechol HaTorah Kula. Unbelievable lashon. There is nothing greater in the whole Torah. Shu kasha l'rov ha'am ela lifrosh bin ha'arayos v'habiyos ha'asuros. That's the strongest of Avodah Zarah. Rachmana l'tzlan. We hear the percentages of the sites on the internet that are so inappropriate. It's an unbelievably high percentage. That's what the world is interested in. That's what the Rambam. You don't need the world. You need the Rambam. The Rambam says it's the strongest avodah zarah, the Yetzer Hara, and we have to have tremendous guards and filters against it. Amru Chachamim, b'shashin esavu Yisrael al harayos, bachu v'kiblu mitzvazu bataromes. Chazal even say when we got the commandment of harayos, we were upset about it, right? Because it's hard. Bochel mishpachosav, alishki mishpachosav. V'yamru Chazal, gezel v'arayos, nafsho shalada misave lohenu machandoson. A person yearns for it and strives for it and desires it. Right, and that's why the Jewish way is not to totally cut it off, but to have it with, right, we're not supposed to remain celibate. It's a mitzvah to get married. It's a mitzvah to have children. It's a mitzvah to be with one's wife. And that's what the Yahadus's view is. And that's why the Rambam says, Lefichach roi lo adam lakuf yitzro b'davar zeh, ula hargil atzmo b'kedusha yitera, uba machshava tahora, uba das nechona. We have to fill our minds are vacuums and our eyes are vacuums. We have to fill it with kedusha and appropriate viewing and appropriate listening and appropriate thinking, and in that way, that will protect us, right? Like the pashat of the Torah. Focus on mitzvos, ure'isim oso, on tzitzis, and that will save me from los asurach levachem v'chreinechem. It's a positive and a negative. V'chein yinhag l'esrachim min aschok, min aschichros, u'medivri agavim, v'chul of the Rambam continues, but what should you do? He quotes the positive. Yifana atzmo u'machshavaso l'divri. What's the greatest protection against minus and against nus? Talmud Torah. It's the greatest protection. Because you don't have to think about anything else. Yifana atzmo machshavaso ledivrei Torah v'yarchiv daito bechachma. My heart will be expanded with wisdom. She'ein machshavas arayos miskaberes ela b'leiv panui menachachma. Arayos can only enter in when there's a heart that's empty of chachma. If I fill it up with chachma, there's no more room for arayos, and therefore I have to make sure that I fill it as much as I can with arayos. That is the Rambam. So again, this is Arayos and this is Nos. There is a fascinating Ha'ara that the Nosei Kalim on Shulchan Aruch make. And that is the Sma. The Sma on Shulchan Aruch points out that the Tur and Shulchan Aruch only in a few places, like I think six altogether, use the language of Ma'od, Ma'od. Be very, very careful. Where does the Shulchan Aruch use this? Only in very few places. So number one, it uses it in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Tes by taking bribes, by taking shochad. It's a big yetzahara to take something under the table. Ma'od, ma'od, tzarecha dayan lihi zoher, shlo likach shochad. Number one, by shochad. Number two, by ribis, by taking interest. It says ma'od, ma'od. So it's two money issues. Arayos, in Evan Ezer, in Simon Chaf Aleph, in the Simon about Arayos, the Shulchan Aruch again says, Tzorech Adam lehisrachek mehanashim, ma'od, ma'od. V'asir likros b'yadav v'baraglav, so money and Arayos. Those are two of the main issues that one has to be careful with. Where else does he say it? In Hilcha Shabbos. The Torah writes, ma'od, ma'od, one has to be careful about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. There too, somebody might think, I don't want to be mechal Shabbos, it's Shabbos, I don't want to draw. Somebody's life's in danger. The Shulchan Aruch has to give chizuk to the one who has to be Mechal Shabbos, ma'od ma'od, one has to be careful to make sure to take it seriously. That's what the Sma puts all these together in the beginning of Siman Tes, in Choshen Mishpat writing, because all of these have to be focused on especially. And he connects them to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak, where Rabbi Levita says, ma'od ma'od havi shval ruach. We have to be humble and meek, and if we have that attitude, that really will help out all the others. All the others, if we're ma'od ma'od, we're an anav, then we won't take other people's money, we won't take other people's wives, and we'll do exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do in terms of Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take the person to the hospital today. This isn't a chilul Shabbos, this is a shmiras Shabbos. Good. A little more. Says the Chinuch, v'nohegas mitzvah zu b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zachar v'kevus. This mitzvah applies always, obviously, men and women. Women also. Right, same inappropriate thoughts, a man and a woman. This is not just about leading to something that only applies to a man. Right, it applies to men and women equally. The Mefarshim discuss why is Levavchem first in the Torah before Einechem? Isn't it usually the eyes and then the heart? So Mefarshim point out maybe it's just two separate ideas. Usually it's the mind, then it goes to the heart, then it goes to the action. That's how we usually understand it. So it's a little tricky exactly why Levavchem is first. Rav Sereskin talks about it, and others talk about it. Anyway, says the Chinuch, v'overal zeh v'yichin machshavaso v'inyanim elu. If somebody violates and is miyached and thinks about these inappropriate thoughts, latseis b'derech da'ach torasin shleima. This does not mean that all of a sudden something pops into my head. Oyvei. I didn't violate. The Isser is, if I take that, if I let it then get to my heart. The same thing applies in a positive. If I learn something, I can't keep it in my head. I got to take it to my heart. If I learn a piece of Torah, I learn a piece of Avodah, I got to take it from my head to my heart because it can't just remain in my head. The opposite is this Isser. If it gets into the head, it's got to remain in the head. And we can't do it on purpose. And if it's in our head, we have to make sure that it doesn't go further and affect who we are. One does not get malchus for this Avera, says the Sefer HaChinuch, because there's no specific act that's involved. It's impossible for somebody to be warned about it before they do a specific action. And then he adds, on a human level, nobody's perfect in this area, says the Chinuch. All the time, not all the time, but there's always sometimes, for every person, there's a thought that pops into the head. What, that's an avera? How can he control that? Says the Chinuch, we have to do our best to control it. Only Hashem knows if we're trying our best. Only Hashem knows if we're putting up the proper gevulos, and therefore we have to make sure that we focus and control our hearts and control our eyes into what we think about and what we see. What we see is easier to control. What we see is definitely easier to control because that's objective. That's something physical. What we think about, and in that way we'll be able to fulfill this crucial mitzvah of one of the mitzvos, tvidios, los asurach v'levavchem, v'yacharei einechem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, that takes us through Parsha Shlach, the three mitzvahs of Shlach. Next time we start the mitzvos of Korach. Korach has nine mitzvahs, as we will get into as we continue through Sefer Bamidbar.